Dang it. What was I saying? The human dongle.
Oh, get your finger out of my eye.
Way better now that you've stopped touching it.
Yes, I was...
Oklahoma, where the wind comes sweeping down the plain, and the waving wheat can sure smell sweet when the wind comes right behind the rain.
Well, welcome back to Okla Ed.
Welcome back.
It is the official Okla Ed podcast. Thank you for tuning in with us.
There's not another podcast like it.
No, and that might be a good thing, but we sure enjoy it, and we hope you enjoy it. If you do enjoy it, why don't you just find that little button that says subscribe and click on it, and then you just get notifications every time the new episode comes out.
Like later today when this one hits.
What?
Whatever day today is for you.
Exactly. Well, this week's chat was hosted by Tyler Bridges. You can find him on the Twitter sphere at Bridges Tyler. He is kind of awesome. He's led a few chats here in the Okla Ed world, and they're always, you know, hashtag Brilly whenever he does.
He's the associate director, I believe, at the K-20 Center at the University of Oklahoma.
Yeah. His topic was on reflection, rest, and refocus.
Now, I learned this the hard way, but there is a... So I was tweeting Tyler one time, and instead of putting in Bridges Tyler, I put in Tyler Bridges.
Okay.
Turns out that's a young man that lives in Tennessee.
Will he tweet back to you?
He did tweet back. He is like, I think you got the wrong Tyler.
Well, so, thanks for tweeting back at Tyler Bridges.
Yeah, that was a long time ago. So I don't know if he still exists or not, but our Okla Ed Tyler Bridges Twitter handle is last name, first name.
Yes, you should totally tweet to the other Tyler Bridges and let him know we talked about him during this podcast.
Yeah, I don't know that he'll care.
Well... shout out to Tennessee. What? All right. Totally going down a rabbit trail. We should not. So reflection, rest, and refocusing. I find it, you know, with the teacher walkout, this chat would have typically happened after schools let out. But I know several schools let out this week. And so this was kind of getting ready to let out for several schools. Maybe they weren't ready to rest, refocus, and reflect. But hopefully when listening to this, they're completely ready.
Yeah, hopefully. And, you know, I saw an interesting sort of Twitter spat. I think I can't remember who we retweeted it, and that's how I saw it. But most people are familiar with the weird teacher.
Yeah.
And most people are familiar with Dr. Justin Tartt.
Yes.
And Dr. Tartt had said something like, now that summer's here, teachers should take time to reflect, and sort of like along the lines of be preparing, start getting ready for next year. Be thinking about how you want to start teaching again in the fall.
Yeah.
And the weird teacher's response was along the lines of, and the rest of us crap teachers will take some time off to rejuvenate. So... was a little bit snarky between the two of them. So I don't know if there's some sort of hidden bad blood. They're both correct.
Please take a little time.
They're both correct. We need to take some time off. But on the flip side, if you just roll into next year on the second week of August without having done any thinking, youch.
Well, right? and taking the entire summer off and then deciding to reflect at the end, there will be things you forget. Like most of the time when we quick write, when we write reflections, it is directly after the lesson, directly after the, you know, the occurrence. Trying to recall facts from last year while you're getting ready for this year is a little difficult. So there is an order to it. Let's reflect. Let's take a little time, and then we can get going again, you know?
Yeah, it sounds like a good plan. Shall we dive into the chat?
Let's do it.
Woot.
Question one. Tell everybody what awesome and amazing things you are doing this summer. Do you have any awesome or amazing things you're doing this summer, Scotty?
My job is a 12-month contract, so unless there's a unless there's a vacation that I'm unaware of that occurs, I'll be doing what I'm doing right now.
Okay. All summer. All right. Well, I am starting back in grad school. Got a couple classes I'm taking in July. I'm camp counselor this year. I've never done that before for kids camp with my church. That'll be miserable. No, I'm just kidding. I'm totally kidding.
Wow.
No, but the temperatures look like 105 next week.
Yeah, that sucks. That's
105?
Yeah, we're packing my girls off to a summer camp next weekend for a week. And whew, I mean, what are you doing? It's 105 outside. Nothing. You melt.
Nothing.
Yeah.
But at least it's a humid heat, so if you don't dry off when you get out of the shower, then it feels the same all day long. Hashtag Oklahoma logic.
Listen, 100 degrees is 100 degrees. It's hot.
But it's a moist heat.
Yeah, so moist. Okay.
Don't get it. Anyway, I chose...
There are things that should be moist. Heat is not one of them.
Right. Okay.
Cake, on the other hand...
Moist.
Yes.
And we probably just like a bunch of people just turned us off because, you know, there's like 60% of the world that hates the word moist.
Moving on.
Shelby Lightning Bolt, who is at Shelby Junior 3. She said sleeping, reading, coffee drinking, fire pits, movies, June and July, basic. And then there's a comma, I guess.
Yeah. PD and whatnot.
And whatnot. So maybe I don't know what basic means, and it's on all caps. So I'm wondering if that means something. Let's see.
I think basic is a stucco situation for.
Okay.
I think basic is a stucco situation, but Shelby will let us know.
Okay. She'll let us know.
She'll let us know.
I was about to try to make up things with all those letters, but I won't.
Yeah, I think I remember seeing her tweet about this in the past, and it has something to do with stucco, and I can't remember if it's just adults getting together for stucco idea aiding, or if it's kids, a student's leadership situation as well.
Okay.
So.
Well, good.
Yeah. I chose Dr. Teresa Colon at Dr. Terry C. She said, my husband is making me take time off, so going to see the Grand Canyon for the first time.
That's exciting.
It's a big old hole in the earth. There you go. Grand Canyon.
Have you seen it?
Nope.
I haven't either.
I mean, I've seen a picture of it. It's a big old hole in the earth. Like,
right.
It's just a big hole. It's a hole.
I don't know. Have you ever been to the mountains to see the mountains?
What's a mountain? We live in Oklahoma.
All right. Question two.
Well, what were your greatest successes or accomplishments this school year? Give us a list.
Wow. So. Reflecting, focusing. I successfully got a student podcast going.
And that's
it was
awesome.
I mean, like, more than just their parents listened to it. It was pretty exciting. So I would call that a big win
for this school year. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I finished my grad school. That doesn't really have anything to do with being in the classroom, but that was a pretty big win.
Amazing.
Yep.
Amazing.
Yeah, like I can go home at night and just be like, I don't have to do anything. I'll play Far Cry.
TV. Oh, yeah, Far Cry. Well, I went with a Kimberly Blodgett post here, and she is at Kimber Blodgett. She said, I found an awesome way for my students to self-assess. I implemented new forms of technology into my classroom that my students loved and started fostering two amazing babies. I'm in the process of adopting my two babies. I mean, that girl has done a couple of things this year.
Yep. But you know what? She graduated all of her kids and got them out of the house and then went right back into being a mama bear.
Yeah, like, well, and like new life mama bear.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Twos like, and one.
Yes, yes. I love children, but I'm kudos to Kimber. I think I'm past the poopy diaper stage of life until I can be a grandparent and then do it when I want. So I went with Steve Gilliland here. He's at Steve_Gilliland. He said, survived another year with freshmen, learned a lot about myself. And let me tell you, any year that you come back after teaching freshmen, you have survived a year of freshmen.
Yeah.
God bless him.
I could imagine.
God bless him.
Well, question three, what is something you wished you had accomplished this school year, but just didn't get done? That list is pretty long. It's well, pretty long.
Trying to keep the podcast under an hour, so.
Okay, well, then I'll skip mine and I'll go into Josh's, who also had a pretty long list. He said, that's a long list. 1, power standards. 2, standards-based report cards. 3, guest teach in every grade band. 4, visit PLC, every PLC in the district. 5, lead a PD event at a local brewery.
Whoa, 6, whoa, time ILA. Out. Go back 7. To 5.
I know. So he didn't lead a PD event at a local brewery, but we did get to, well, McNally's isn't a brewery.
I mean, we sort of PD'd with each other, but moment of silence is Josh flees Oklahoma for Alabama, BT-dubs.
Oh, I know.
And a moment of silence that they're adding to the family. So congratulations to Mr. Flores on both accounts. It's a pretty exciting time.
It is.
All right. So first son, first child named Stark. What superhero name will the next child be?
Good question. Or, yeah, I don't know. Good question.
Okay, so I went with Wendy S. Pratt, and she is at Wendy Pratt 234. I did not engage when I probably should have more than one time. I swear no matter how long I live, I think I will always regret the things I didn't do more than the things I did.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty typical, right?
I mean, the thing is, you always look back and go, gosh, I wish I would have done whatever. Whether it would have worked out or not. And even when you look back at life, at some of the biggest failures in it, like when you have done the dumbest, most stupidest stuff, you're like, well, I'm glad that's over. I mean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But you always regret the stuff you don't take a step out and try.
Yep, you're right. Good tweet, Wendy.
Yeah, that was a good one. Question 4. What is something you learned this year that you will use to be more successful next year?
So, Vanessa Perez. Again, it's so small, it's so simple, but she says saying no is not admitting failure. It's focus. And I really love that. It's something that we all need to keep in mind from time to time. Just because you say no does not mean like, oh, I can't do anything. It means like, hey, I'm actually going to, you know, not spread myself so thin that I can do something amazing here versus, you know, everywhere.
Right. Like saying no is hard because we just have this built-in human stigma of, well, if I say no, that means I'm a turd bucket for not helping you or, you know, or whatever. Instead of thinking, yeah, I don't have to say yes to everything. My pastor one time shared this and I thought it was really good. And it's an internal struggle with me even, but he's like, you have to say no to good things so that you can say yes to great things.
Because you can
get so busy on just good things that when a great thing comes along, you just can't do it. And I thought, man, that's good. Like, I like that.
No, I do too.
So, all right. So I went with Mr. Flores on this one. Josh Flores, MED and bro. He said, pre-K kids can do a hell of a lot more than we know. We adults are usually holding them back. Oh, and the responsibilities principals have are outrageous. I have a much deeper appreciation for them. They crazy, but we probably made them that way.
Yeah, we probably did. I liked what he said about pre-K kids because, you know, we're like, all right, let's all spell our names. But they are capable of thinking much bigger than how to spell their names. So we got to practice these little things. But
I would argue that most students of all ages are capable of doing way more than we give them credit for.
That's true. That's true.
But the younger ones especially, because we just automatically sometimes are like, oh, they're so cute. Let me just pinch your cheek. And, you know, and we limit it there.
Exactly. And if you are still questioning this, go Google or YouTube, Kids Say the Darndest Things.
Oh my gosh, so hilarious.
Yeah. But I mean, some of the things they say are the darndest because they're so grown up for what you think, you know, what we assume they are capable of.
Right.
Anyway. Well, question 5.
Yes.
What is the best PD you attended this year? What made it so great? Man, and I think I said something along the lines of anything I got to choose, because it was something I was, you know, ready to do, ready to focus on.
Right.
I'm pretty sure Okla said something like the podcast session at Okla Inn. I mean, at Ed Camp OKC.
At Ed Camp OKC.
Yeah.
So this could be a crazy thought here, but the Encyclomedia Conference is coming up in November.
Yes.
And I'm wondering, Aaron.
Yes.
Should we try and do a live podcast session there? Would they even accept it if we just said, we would just want to do a live podcast session?
I like that. I mean, will you accept it, Oklamedia or Encyclomedia? Encyclomedia?
OTA people?
Okay. Will you?
We'll have to chew it over. Aaron and I have already submitted one session.
But, you know, this will be something else.
Yeah.
We could do.
Yeah.
In the world. All right. I went with Mrs. S, and she is at Kindergarten Rocks, R-O-X. She said, Ed Camp OKC, I got to meet the Okla Ed peeps in real life and learned skills that directly impacted instruction. Boom!
Ed Camps are just amazing.
They are amazing.
And if you haven't had an opportunity to go, you really need to try and catch one. And it almost doesn't matter where you go to get them.
It really doesn't. I've been to Chicago. I went to Chicago on a whim for an Ed Camp. I have done online Ed Camps. Obviously, Oklahoma Ed Camps are amazing. But go. Just find one that's happening and go, because you really do get to have a deeper discussion on the things you're into. Or if you haven't picked something that you're into, find something and then get into it.
Yes.
Like, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And there are reasons for PDs and conferences that you don't get to, you know, kind of pick your own way. But these are just, they're choose your own adventure style, and it's really exciting.
Yeah, it's good stuff. So I went with Derek Jackson. He is at CPS V-Ball Coach. And he said, Catalyst one day, great leadership qualities, learn to better my athletes and assistant coaches, and how to not micromanage and learn to delegate jobs.
That's great. Yeah. How to not micromanage. I'm such a control freak, Scott.
I am not so much.
Man, I mean, I try not to.
But you just
I
can't
am.
Help. You're just
no, I know. I just use this pencil, not that pencil.
This is a number two. Not a number two.
No. Okay. But seriously, mechanical pencils,
yeah.
I wish we could just trash them.
Wow,
all.
I like mechanical pencils.
I know, but when you put them in the hands of a fifth grader, you're like, click. Oh, it broke. Click, 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 click. Click. I'm like, just get a regular soft lead number two pencil and do your work. Anyway.
Wow.
Mechanical pencils are great.
Okay. There we go. Back to the podcast. Let's switch to the topic of rest. How do you rest and relax for the summer?
How do you rest and relax for the summer?
I don't really do that very well. Never have.
Yeah, it's hard.
My brain just goes too much. So do I sleep in a little bit? Yeah, sometimes I'll sleep all the way into almost 8.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sometimes I sleep until almost 7.
Ooh.
Yeah. I do rest, I do relax, but my relaxing is kind of like, and we'll get into it later because, you know, question 7 lets me geek out a little bit, but my relaxing is like looking on Pinterest at all the amazing things I could be doing for school next year. And so that's fun to me.
Right.
I did go with a Laura Searcy tweet here. She said, rest equals relaxing poolside, reading books, sans pencil,
yeah,
which means I am simply reading for pleasure and not critically annotating or analyzing. I also go on a lot of brain break walks with a good playlist of music and escape to nature as much as I can.
Yeah, that's a good one. So I went with Craig McVeigh here. He's at McVeigh51. He said, read and ride, not at the same time, LOL. I read everything I can, as much as I can, and work with my horses and mules as much as possible. Both are therapy, and both challenge me.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Great.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Question 7. What do you do to recharge your batteries and get motivated for the upcoming school year? And I already hinted on it, but My Accidental Life, who is at Joan Heggie, she says, I write curriculum maps. Dorky, I know, but it gets me jazzed. And I'm like, yeah. Woo!
I mean, curriculum maps! Woo! Sometimes there's things you just enjoy doing, so you do them, right? I mean, so I went with Laura Searcy, Dr. Searcy, and she said in higher ed, so much planning is determined by syllabus due the first day of class. It always recharges my batteries to review, clarify, enhance, and reflect on how to add more opportunities for engagement. The more I learn from and with them, the more they learn. Or the more they learn. Or
the more
she put an exclamation point and a question.
And a question. Yes. I like putting periods because I'm stating something and then adding question marks to give inflection at the end.
Yeah. How am I supposed to say this? I am not sure.
Yes.
But yeah, and I find myself in the summer times, you know, like right now, this summer, I'm teaching a class in the fall for the first time, and I really want to gamify it up because I'm working with pre-service teachers, and I think this is a valuable thing they can learn. So
yes,
trying to role model that for them, but a class that I haven't ever taught before.
That's interesting. So what is the class?
It's a combination of classroom management and classroom assessment. So it's two pieces.
Wow. Yeah,
so we'll see.
You are blogging about that, right?
Well, I mean, I'll blog as the class goes, I'm sure, but right now I'm trying to get into gamification mode because working with adults who probably haven't ever experienced a course quite like that is bound to have some challenges.
But I'm interested to see how you do it and what your challenges are with it and mm-hmm. where your successes are with it, with these, you know, kids who are not kids,
right?
But don't expect gamification in college,
right?
You know, that's exciting.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Should be fun.
Yeah.
So, question 8. What is a book or podcast recommendation you have for recharging and refocusing? Oakless said, I think it's just one of the most brilliant podcasts out there. Aaron?
I think Oakless said is probably my favorite podcast.
Oh, man,
out
I listen
there.
To it all the time.
It is a great one. And those two characters that banter back and forth, boy. Somebody should get them some sort of a podcast award.
They sure make an hour last a long time.
Right. Okay. Well, I picked Stephanie Peppers, who is at Nerdy Firsties. She said, I need to find more education podcasts to listen to. So if you have any recommendations, let me know. But I do listen to podcasts for fun. So I'm into at MBM.
MBAM.
Do you know what that one is?
No, I'll look it up while you read the rest of the tweet.
Okay. She says, at the cast zone, the zone cast, and comedy podcasts such as Comedy Bang Bang and at HDTMG. No, gosh, I am dyslexic. At HDTGM. Anyway, and I don't know what that one is either. But
okay, so the first one is My Brother, and Me. Good advice is relative.
Okay.
It says okay. So in their Twitter bio, we're brothers, we're experts, we're sorry. So
that's pretty awesome.
I already like it.
I chose this one to you know give myself an opportunity to shout out to her and tell her to listen to Oakless Ed.
Yeah.
The HDTGM one is How Did This Get Made?
Okay, that's a good one.
And theirs is official Twitter for award-winning weekly comedy podcast that celebrates bad movies, hosted by several people.
Uh-oh.
What?
How do we define a bad movie? Because maybe a movie I love is considered bad.
Maybe you should tune into their podcast and find out if you're watching bad movies for fun.
Hmm.
Anyway, so listen Stephanie, to Oklised, especially if you're needing to catch up on the latest and greatest from Oklied.
That is a true statement right there. So I picked out Laura Pena on this one, and she said, not necessarily education-centered, but I love listening to Terry Gross's interviews on the NPR Fresh Air podcast. So many interesting perspectives. Also, Writing Excuses podcast is really good stuff.
All right.
So, have you ever listened to a Terry Gross interview?
I don't know.
She's really good.
I do listen to a lot of NPR stuff, but I don't kind of pay attention to who's talking.
To like who's doing the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I listen to a lot of different podcasts.
Do you listen to NPR Fresh Air?
No, not really. I listen to it when I'm on the drive, and it's on when I'm driving. I won't change it, but I don't intentionally seek her out. Because there's others that I like a little bit better, I guess.
Okay, so I am listening to Serial right now. Have you ever listened to that one?
Oh, yeah, so good.
I mean, it's old school.
Yeah.
It's 2014, but I'm listening to season one of Serial, and I think I'll finish it today. I'm pretty hooked on it.
It's really good. Season two is really good. And then there's another one by that same bunch called S-Town.
Yes.
Which is excellent.
She said that one started as one thing and turned into something completely different. Yeah. So I'll probably pick that one up as soon as I'm done here.
It's really good. And for those of you that want something unique, Welcome to Night Vale is very fun.
Okay.
So if you haven't listened to that one, it's a bit weird. So you have to listen to more than one episode of Welcome to Night Vale. If you listen to one episode, you'll be like, I don't know. This is terrible. But you have to listen to like three or four or five. Yeah. And another one that I've started listening to, and this could be handy for those of you that like to have your eye device or whatever on while walking, is called The Walk.
Okay.
It's kind of interesting.
So, is it?
Yeah. So there you go.
I'm writing it down. Okay. Question 9, which is the last question of the night. It was... what topic would you like to learn more about? And I picked Sherry Gately here, who is at Sherry Gately on the Twitters, for a couple of reasons. First one is her tweet specifically. It says, ways to reinvent school. That is my passion and my soapbox. We are so stagnant, especially at secondary. With how school days are structured and how content is delivered, I want to be innovative. I want to help students find their voice and relevance in what they learn. So I picked that one to let her know to tune in next week, because that is what we are talking about with Kimberly Blodgett this next week. So definitely tune in, Sherry. But second reason I picked that is, hello, amen. we need a little bit of an overhaul, and I don't want to be like all... what do they call those people who like come in and change everything?
Change agent.
Yeah, but there's a word
pain in the butt.
Yeah, but there's another word that education people like to not like.
Consultant.
I don't know.
Wow, that was anyway. A good Darth Vader breath.
Thank you. I really am excited about the next talk. And so, Sherry, tune in so we can talk about the different ways we might be able to reinvent schools without necessarily leaving the schools that we're in. How's that?
I tweeted back at her some of my blog posts regarding reinventing schools. I don't know if she read them, but we do school wrong. Like,
yes.
We're still doing it like it's 1901.
Exactly.
And mini soapbox, but...
Give it.
That's stupid. Okay. So I went with Natasha Jefferson. She's at Jefferson_first. And she said social justice in the first grade classroom.
I like
now,
that
too. That sounds very interesting.
Yeah. I hope you blog, tweet, podcast about that, Natasha.
Share how that goes. Because social justice is a thing currently.
It is a thing.
So I'd like to see how it works in first grade.
Yeah.
Because I know I've heard a lot of discussion about using it with middle and high school students. So
Well, let's. You want to move on to Boom Sauce?
Yeah, let's do.
Okay, so let me go first because yours is actually really good. I just picked mine because it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I went with Josh Flores, who I think a little bit. This was the first I had heard of it. Let the cat out of the bag that he was moving. He said, and this was, you know, for the answer to question 9, which is, what would you like to learn more about? He says, for my new job, how to be a part-time education consultant and a full-time stay-at-home dad, because so far, I've just been making things up as I go. Shh, don't tell. And part of me is like, yeah, don't we all? But part of me is like really sad because he's leaving. Mm-hmm. And he didn't, I don't know if he said it on the Twitter, but on his Facebook, he also, like, he was like, congrats to my wife for, you know, getting the new church going.
Yeah. He said, congrats to my badass wife for getting the new church going, which I thought was funny.
But then there was also, thanks for letting me get you pregnant again.
Yes.
Anyway, so congratulations, Mr. Flores. Totally sad to see you go. But happy trails, you know.
You know, there's some people that when they write stuff and you're like, gosh, I wish I could sort of write like that person. And he's one of those folks for me. Like the way he puts his verbiage together.
Yes. He's intentional with his words. And yes. I love that.
So I went with Kimberly Blodgett here. She's at Kimber Blodgett. She said, I need to stop seeing it as my responsibility to fix all the problems. Hashtag empath. Empath. I think if I take a break, I'm not doing my part. Okla Ed, I probably need to seek help. LOL.
Which may be the reason why she's got two new kiddos at home and is always on the Twitter talking about ways to help others. Thank you, Kimberly. Be empathetic. You are amazing. But it is not your responsibility to fix all the problems.
But it is your responsibility, Kim, to do an interview with Aaron this time.
It's totally your responsibility, Kim. I did already reach out to her like, hey, are we doing this?
Yes, yes.
Anyway.
Do it, Kim.
And she is leading the next chat. So I do look forward to seeing and hearing all about it.
Yeah, it'll be great. And it's reimagining school.
Yeah.
So that should be good.
That'll happen at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sunday. Every Sunday, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. You don't have to worry about when that's going to happen. The podcast will come out soon thereafter, but sometimes we do it on Mondays, sometimes we do it on Fridays. One thing you can always rely on is that the Oakland Ed Chat will happen at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Sundays.
With the podcast dragging up the rear sometimes a bit later.
A bit later. Life, man.
Yep, it happens, you know. We're living it right now.
Yep.
Yep.
All right.
All right. All right, educators, you know what to do. Go dominate summer. Yo, 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 chica.
Dude, I don't know what's up here. Doing this on its own.
What?
We're only saying you're doing fine, Oklahoma, Oklahoma.